Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creative Family Living Show. And it's June 12th, and we are broadcasting live from Bellevue, Tennessee. And I just want to thank my previous guest last month, which was Robin Ruddy from Parlor Studios. She's an amazing songwriter, author. She wears many, many hats at Parlor Studios, and the book that she wrote was Coca Nuggets, The 10 Secrets to Success. It's an incredible book about Terry the Tortoise, who goes, he wants to go from Confusion Island to Prosperity Island, and it's his little adventure and everything that he learns, and it's great for kids 8 all the way up through adulthood. If you're going for any type of dream, you need any type of encouragement, it is one of the best books I've ever read out there, and you can pick that up at her website at coconuggets.net. And today, I'm very, very excited to welcome Brooke Johnson, and she is the regional member executive for Williamson County of the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee. And I was very blessed to meet her about a year and a half ago and get to know her and a lot more about the Girl Scouts and what they do. And I wanted to invite her on the show to share. I'm sure since I was a Brownie, the programs and everything that they do, probably some of it is still the same, but probably a lot of it has changed. And I wanted her to come on the show and talk about what her job is and who she is and what the Girl Scouts are about today. So welcome, Brooke.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I do consider it an honor and a privilege.
Aw, thank you so much. I definitely do. The first day that I met you, we were just talking about that. I'm also a professional nanny, and I have a few families that I help care for. And Ashton is in the Brownies, and I stay in the night with her that night because her mom was out of town, and I got the privilege to take her to her Brownie pinning ceremony, and you were there. And I ended up getting your card, and we ended up conversing about my book, The Adventures of Positive Penny, and you've been a great support of that, and we're looking at doing some partnerships on that, so I can come in and share the book and the music and that type of thing, and I'm just really excited about talking to you about the Girl Scouts, Brownies, and Daisies.
I'm telling you, you know, and I think that's the thing that I love about this organization is that it's kind of like a stream, and it feeds into so many areas of life. When I met you and when you reached out to me and said that you were thinking about partnering with us and that meeting me was really the encouragement you needed to step out and try to launch what is now a business for you. I continue to be amazed at just the number of people I've been able to meet through this program, and I'm also amazed at the stories, the personal testimonies. I mean, our organization really is building girls of courage, confidence, and character, and they're turning into amazing women who have wonderful success stories. And so it's just, I'm honored to work for an organization that has been the springboard for so many successful women and successful causes. I mean, it's just terrific.
That's really awesome. It is. I mean, I wish I would have gotten a little bit more of the grips of Girl Scouts when I was younger, because I think it's an incredible program. And so is that, because I know we want to talk about what the specific mission of the Girl Scouts is, and what would you say that is, the specific mission of the Girl Scouts?
I mean, the other thing I love about Girl Scouts is we really work to try to define who we are as an organization, and our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character. That's our national mission statement, and I can say that is something that we do strive to do, I think especially today. Insecurity among girls and women is an epidemic, or is an epi- of is in epidemic proportions. I mean, it's just, it's so difficult to be a young lady or a woman and to really walk tall and to live tall. And I think this organization, more than anything, is all about giving the girls the tools and the self-esteem they need to be their unique individual selves. So it's just, it is, it's, we have a big mission, and it's a mission that I think will continue to be needed, especially as we continue to grow as a consumer society.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, there's nothing, well, and that's why the books and a lot of the things that I do, the parenting classes that I do, are based upon what I do, because self-esteem and confidence has so much to do, in building character, has so much to do with who we are as people and how we move in the world and, you know, what kind of relationships we're going to have, what kind of jobs we're going to have. I mean, it really defines a lot of who it is that we are and defines a lot of our happiness too. So,
absolutely.
You know, so many people say that we're in the United States and we're so lucky, and but yet so many people are miserable, you know. And I truly believe that it has a lot to do with the need for programs like Girl Scouts. So I'm so grateful that you all do what you do, and I know you work very, very hard in your part to keep the ball rolling and helping girls. And so you want to talk a little bit more about that, what your role is and what you do within the Girl Scouts?
Like, as you indicated, you know, it is, the job that I do is certainly a job. It's one of many hats. I definitely am a jack of all trades, mainly because I think part of that is because we are a nonprofit organization. And in nonprofit, a lot of our, if you've ever worked in nonprofit, many employees do experience that where they're asked to do many things. But I consider myself very, very blessed in that fact, because I get to touch a lot of really cool things. You know, my primary job, I work in the membership department, and my job is to recruit and retain membership in Williamson County. Right now, we have a little over 2,600 girls and a little over 1,500 adults registered in our area. And as you can imagine, managing all those moving parts is definitely a full-time job. So usually those first 6 months of the school year, August through December, that's my primary job, just making sure the girls and adults are getting formed in troops, you know, into new troops, or making sure that my existing troops have everything they need to have a successful Girl Scout year. But I wear other hats as well. In our role, there is a fund development component. For the last 2 years in Williamson County, we've tried to make strides to try to figure out what it is in our area that event-wise that we can put on that would attract people to the Girl Scout mission. And we've come up with a lot of really cool things. But as you can imagine, Williamson County is such a diverse community, and so many of our ideas that we came up with conflicted with something else that was already going on in the county. You know, the county is just always so active and so busy, and so it is a challenge, fund development-wise, trying to create events that are unique, but that also speak to our mission as Girl Scouts. And so that's something that, in terms of fund development, that's something that I'm going to continue to grow in, because it is indeed an education. But that's something else we do. I raise money for the county, or at least I play a role in that. And the other thing that I do is I really serve as a support to my volunteers. We are a girl-led, girl-focused organization, but as you can imagine, because we are 100% volunteer-led, a lot of what I do behind the scenes is giving back to my troop leaders, because they, without them, our system and our engine wouldn't run. And so I do take a lot of pride in spending a lot of time meeting their needs, you know, whatever it is I've got to do. If that's just talking to them and helping them work through an issue that's come up at a troop meeting, or helping them figure out how to diversify their curriculum or their planning, or if it's just going out to lunch and just having some girl time, you know, whatever my leaders need to continue to stay refreshed and enthusiastic about the program that they're facilitating. And those are things that I know are important and that I have found are very necessary to keeping my county successful in terms of membership. And so really, as you can see, I have quite a job to tend to, but I do consider myself so privileged. I work for such a terrific county. The women and the girls that I run into are just amazing, and I don't take it for granted working for them. It's my pleasure to serve them.
Well, I know just my experience from you to have you in that role, I can just see why you were hired to do this, because you're such a positive and encouraging person, and you're so personable and easy to get along with, and I could just see, you know, how you could really help, you know, everyone in the roles that you're assisting in, stay engaged and so on and so forth. I'm sure that you do a wonderful, wonderful job at it. So I'm kind of curious, if somebody's interested in becoming a leader, and I know that is a need that you're trying to meet probably all the time, because I imagine there's all kinds of kids that want to be part of the be in a program, but there may not be enough leaders. If somebody's interested in being a leader, what do they need to do, and do they need qualifications, and anything that you can share with our audience about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you did say before, you know, we definitely need volunteers. There's always a need there. I always tell my senior management team when we get together, I always tell them it's not the matter of getting the girls interested. We have no trouble recruiting girls, but we do find it difficult to recruit volunteers that really want to come in and spend 12 to 24 months really working with a troop on a consistent month-to-month basis. And I think a lot of that just has to do with the times and how much things have changed. I mean, parents, our volunteers are usually working parents, and they're parents of 2, 3, sometimes 4 and 5 children, if not more. And nowadays, every kid seems like they're involved in 3 or 4 things. And, you know, back when I was a kid, it was you did well to be involved in one thing.
Right.
And so now but now things are just, I mean, parents are just being stretched so thin. And so for the Girl Scouts to come in and ask them to volunteer on a consistent basis, it is a little daunting, because I think it's responsible of my volunteers to ask, you know, can I fit this into my schedule? You know, I think that's something I hear all the time. How do I fit Girl Scouts, the Girl Scout troop leader position into the schedule I already have, which is so packed. So, you know, in terms of, you know, how to get involved, can you get involved? You know, as far as qualifications go, pretty much we just require that you're 18 years or older, that you can pass a background check, and that, you have a clean driving record. In terms of qualifications, I mean, really, as long as you're a good citizen, I mean, you can be a troop leader. We get the question all the time, can dads be troop leaders? Absolutely. So there's no restrictions in terms of sex. I mean, we are just looking for good, wholesome people that love children to come and volunteer for our organization. But really the challenge is finding adults that have the time to do it and would be willing to fit that into their schedule. So how to get involved, you know? I always say, you know, I think the best thing to do is to first of all know what county you want to volunteer for, because you don't have to volunteer for the county you live in. So I think that's the first thing you've got to ask yourself, you know, what county am I interested in investing in? And then once you know that, then you visit our website, www.gsmidtn.org. You click our staff link or our contact us link, and under our staff link, you find your regional executive who is in charge of the county you want to volunteer for. And then you send an email to that regional saying, hey, I'm interested in volunteering. And that's how the ball gets rolling. For me, you know, when I get an interest from a volunteer who's thinking about coming and working for our organization as a troop leader, the first thing I always do is say, well, let's go out to lunch, or let's go get a coffee. Let's go get dinner. Let's go do something that you – let's just go relax and chat a little bit about what you're getting into. I do always like to be upfront mm-hmm. about the requirements. You know, I do want – you know, we want leaders that are informed about what they're doing. So, you know, but my desire is to always make the experience as personable and as relaxed as possible. And so I can say that for those of you that are interested in volunteering in Williamson County, I definitely feel like you would at least initially get a very personal touch, and you get a chance to learn a little bit, not only get to learn a little bit more about our program, but would also get to learn a little bit about me. And I mean, my history with Girl Scouts is very extensive, which I think is why I'm so passionate about the organization. And any opportunity I can have to share that with volunteers and get them excited about the program, I would be happy to do it. So that's pretty much the way you get involved. It's not too terribly hard, just maybe a little daunting.
Right. And what kind of commitment do you think they're looking at? You know, how many hours do you think they're looking at putting in per week, just to give them an idea of what that looks like?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because that's definitely what my volunteers want to know. They're like, okay, you know, what do I have to do and how long do I have to commit? You know, like, what's my time commitment? And I always say, you know, most of our troops in the area only meet once a month for about an hour, especially if you're working with younger kids at the Daisy and the Brownie level. They usually just meet once a month for about an hour, and that usually translates into about 2 to 3 hours a month of planning time for a leader. So all in all, you know, a leader, you know, if you're thinking about also including the hour that you'll spend with your girls actually on the ground in the troop meeting, a leader will reasonably spend about 3 to 4 hours a month planning for a troop meeting. There's a little flexibility in there, because some people or some of my volunteers come to the table and they're very creative, and it just doesn't take them very long to figure out to work with our curriculum and to figure out a structured 1 hour meeting for their girls. But for some of my leaders, that's not a natural strength for them. It takes them a little longer to plan. But 2 to 4 hours is basically what you're going to spend per month with the program, and that's including the meeting time. So we're not talking about a lot of time here. But again, it definitely has to be something that you're passionate about. We're definitely looking for volunteers that have a passion for working with girls. So those volunteers that are already in things like Children's Church or Vacation Bible School or work for a daycare, or just where they're already involved with kids, you know, those are real pluses. We also are always looking for those folks that really enjoy being creative, because our curriculum, while it is versatile and does offer you a lot of ideas, it does require a creative touch, and it does require enthusiasm. So, but in terms of time commitment, not a whole lot.
Okay. That sounds great. I think there's probably a lot of people out there. I think sometimes they may think, you know, gosh, you know, it's the Girl Scouts, and, you know, there's probably so much that I have to know and so much that I have to do and so on and so forth, and be able to hear this and know that it is only about a 2 to 3, you know, 4 hour probably at the most commitment, that there's probably a lot of people out there that could do that. So that's mm-hmm. really, really good to know. If you want to go ahead and let Erin know to join us here in a few minutes, we can do that. And
then
meanwhile, if you just want to just go over real quick, you know, and let me know and the audience know what does the Girl Scouts look like in Williamson County? You know, what programs do you offer there? Is it all the Girl Scouts, Daisies, and Brownies? I'm still kind of, I don't think they had all that when I was younger. I think they had the Brownies and the Girl Scouts. So if you could touch base on that a little bit.
Yeah. So in terms of what the program looks like overall now, you know, the program is very different from probably what you all had, you know, what any scout had experienced 25 years ago or more. We now, as an organization, have 6 different scouting levels to offer our girls, kindergarten through 12th grade. The scouting levels is first is Daisies, which covers our kindergartners and our first graders. The second scouting level is Brownies, which covers our second and third graders. The next one is the junior level, which covers our fourth and fifth graders. The next is the cadet level, and that covers our sixth grade through our eighth graders. The next one is the senior scouting level, so we're getting into high school now. That's our ninth and our tenth graders. And then our final scouting level is our ambassador level, and that's our 11th and 12th graders. And so, I think 30 years ago there was just Brownies and Girl Scouts. You know, there weren't all these scouting levels. But I think as the organization has really began to evolve and we've changed leadership at the national level, I think that there was a discourse that was started and real attention to just how unique and diversified our girls are at every age that they experience in their primary and secondary years in school. And there was a real need to create individual scouting levels that can meet the needs of girls at the kindergarten first grade level versus those girls that are in, 11th and 12th grade. I mean, they're very different, and the differences are so subtle. You know, I tell my parents all the time there's a huge difference between just a kindergartner and a first grader, you know, let alone a third grader and a 12th grader, you know. And so trying to group, grades 3 through 12 in one scouting level was just, I think the organization overall recognized that it just wasn't meeting the needs of the girls. And so we definitely have some division there, which is great, and it definitely works for our county. Because when you look at our regional map, pretty much the way we service our girls is we take a look at first where they are located geographically. The Williamson County map is divided into 7 different units. We call them service units. So the Grassland Fieldstone Farms area is a unit, Brentwood's a unit, Fairview's a unit, downtown Franklin's a unit. The South Franklin area is a unit. The Spring Hill, College Grove, and Thompson Station area is a unit. And then the Nolensville area is a unit. And so, and then within those clusters, within those unit clusters, then we have our troops. So the Grassland Fieldstone Farm area has their set of troops. It's about 40 or 50 troops in that area. And then in the Brentwood area, we've got quite a few troops in that area, a good 70 or 80 or so when you look at Brentwood over on the Concord side, as well as the Brentwood area leading off into Nolensville. So we've got a really big group cluster there. Fairview, probably our smallest troop cluster is in Fairview. We've got about 7 or 8 active troops there. Downtown Franklin, 40 to 50, and so on. And so that's kind of how in Williams County, that's kind of how the service, that's kind of how we service our girls. We take a look at where they are geographically, then we look at where they go to school, and then we try to pair our girls with other girls that they not only go to school with, but that they're in the same grade level with. And so, it wouldn't be uncommon for us in one fall year, we can go into one school and start up 5 different troops. You know, in an elementary school, you've got K through 5, so we can realistically start 5 different troops, 1 for each grade level, and that's not uncommon. Schools where we have a larger presence, that's something that happens all the time. So, but when you think about, getting your girls involved, that's what we're looking for. We want to know what grade she's in, where she goes to school, what area of town she's in, so that we can try to pair her in troops with other girls that live in her neighborhood, so that fellowship experience that we try to generate in our troops can continue on beyond Girl Scouts. Maybe she can, from that relationship in Girl Scouts with one girl, she can maybe join a play date in something else they're doing. It just builds relationships that feed into, her larger experience as a girl in her community,
Well, that's, you can really tell that you guys take a lot of care into what you guys are doing, how you're recruiting and how you're putting programs together, and adding the Daisies, I think, is a really wonderful idea, because they're such sponges. The younger that you can get them, they want to take everything in. And to me, the good stuff, all the good stuff that you can give them, to take it all in, is just awesome. And I do want to remind our callers. I'm sorry. I just want to give the callers real quick our number, which is 805-292-0349. And if you want to come in and talk live on the show, make sure to press 1, because otherwise I think that you're just going to listen. And we do have a caller, so if you don't mind, Brooke, I'm going to go ahead and check in on this caller, and then we can continue this conversation real quick and see who this is, okay?
I don't mind at all.
Okay, so let me bring this caller in. Are you there, caller?
Yes, this is Erin.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Well, I got Brooke on the air with you, and I'll go ahead and let you two converse. And if you know, I'd love to hear what you have to say about working with the Girl Scouts and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My name is Erin, and I worked with Williamson County a little bit last year, primarily. And so I got a lot, I just got to see a lot about what Williamson County is. I live in Davidson County, so I wasn't super familiar with a lot of the different regions. And like Brooke was saying, there's in each of the regions, everyone's so different. And so it's really cool to work within each of the units in order to see, you know, in Williamson County as a whole, there's so many different types of groups and different people within the larger community of Williamson County, which is really cool.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
great.
And I have to say, it's you know, working with Erin was such a privilege. You know, when she came to me in August of this past year, you know, the county was in need of somebody that could come in and really get us organized. You know, we need a way of, I mean, as you can tell, we've got a pretty large service area, and so I needed somebody that could come in and come, you know, and from an administrative perspective, help me get my life organized so that I could serve my community better. And she, I mean, really came in and hit the ground running. And for her not having had any previous Girl Scout experience, I mean, she really jumped in and really just took a hold of the program. And, of course, she's already just she just brings so much enthusiasm already to what she does. And so she just, I mean, she was able to really help me make some progress. And just administratively, which, as you can imagine, it matters because it affects everything that I do on the ground. You know, if I'm not organized at the office, I can't be helpful. And so she really did. She came in and made things so much more effective. So I'm so appreciative to have her.
That's great. Now, is there a specific part of the Girl Scouts that she focuses on in membership direction, or she's basically kind of like your right hand girl and helping you stay on track and all that kind of thing?
Well, I'm so glad to ask that, because when she came in to work with me as a part-time member in my area, her title was membership specialist. So really, she really did a lot of the same things that I did, you know, in terms of just recruitment. She would be at the schools recruiting the girls and the parents. You know, she would also kind of help me behind the scenes, getting things organized, processing paperwork and such. So she really did my job. It was just on a part-time basis. But we always hoped she would be able to come back and help us full-time. So this past week, she started on our team as a full-time staff member, and she is now working for our LEAD program, which is our program that serves our underserved community. So I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about that, because it's really an exciting adventure for her.
Yeah, like she said, I was working just part-time, focused mainly on the Williamson County area. And so I really didn't get to put my feet in the water of any of the other areas and that Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee serves. But now coming on this week, finishing my first week today, I am working for the LEAD program, which, like she said, serves all the underserved girls in all the counties that we reach. So far, it's just been really cool to see how, as you can imagine, even the more diversity, like, expands throughout all of the regions. And so each of them are so different with the different urban and rural areas and different areas throughout Davidson County and Williamson County, and just trying to expand those groups in order to reach more girls that might be in need in other ways. And so that's what I'm really excited about, just being able to meet the girls where they're at and see what some different groups might need and be able to fulfill that for them so that they are able to have the same girl or a similar Girl Scout experience as other girls in their community.
Al, it's very honored to have you on the show, Erin. And again, I just appreciate all the work that you guys are doing because it's so, so important. I've really learned as a nanny, I mean, we can make such a big impact with such small things as adults. Mm-hmm. And for you guys to be doing what you're doing, I just appreciate that. And so when you're talking about that, is there certain programs or say if somebody doesn't really feel like they could afford the uniforms or, you know, because I know as a single mom and stuff like that, that would have been, you know, that was one of my challenges when my son was in Boy Scouts as far as getting uniforms and paying dues and things like that. Is there certain programs that you have that help with all of that?
Yes, that's basically what the LEAD program is. So basically it is they are able to form their own troops with financial aid. And so it is they'll be their own LEAD troop in that area. And there's a whole program for them that's very similar to the Girl Scout program that's that is used for the other girls. And so it's this whole program that they go throughout. And there's also, you know, financial aid for their uniforms and everything. So they have they're able to fulfill those as the other troops do in their area. And so it's its own separate program, but it does pretty much everything pretty similar to the other girls. It's just differentiated in the LEAD program.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us, Erin. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you got lots of work to do, so we will let you go. And hopefully one of these times I'm actually going to get to come in and meet you. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely come on in. Thanks so much.
Okay, Brooke, we actually have another call waiting that's wanting to come on the air. So I'm going to go ahead and let them in and see who this is. Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, caller. This is Miranda and Brooke. Who are we talking to?
Hi, Miranda. This is Amy Dengate.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
how
Amy.
Are you?
Hey, I'm
Hi,
great.
How are you?
I just wanted to call in and talk a little bit about my experience as a mom of Girl Scouts.
Awesome.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do that.
I have a 9-year-old daughter, and she was a Daisy for 1 year and has been a Brownie for the past 2 years and has just bridged to juniors. And I also have a 7-year-old daughter that's been a Daisy for the past 2 years. So I've had a good little bit of experience in the lower level of Girl Scouting, and then I was a Girl Scout as a kid as well. So I really enjoyed doing that when I was younger. But I've just really been impressed with all of the opportunities there are, especially in Middle Tennessee. There's almost something going on all the time. My
I noticed on the web. Oh, go ahead.
My daughter that just bridged to juniors has really done some pretty cool things this year, too. But I was just really proud of her troop. They used their cookie money to do several things, but one of the things that they did is they did a manners class at the Carnton Plantation, and they donated some of their cookie money to the one of the local animal shelters, and part of their cookie money went for their fees that they would need to bridge to juniors and their patches. I just love to see that even in these young girls, they are being taught to make really good decisions, you know, wise decisions with the money that they've worked really hard to earn. And the other big bonus is just the bonds and the friendships. These girls just have so much fun together, and they love to play together, and they're always happy to see each other, and very supportive of one another. So I've really been pleased to just especially watch my older daughter's troop just form some nice bonds.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I know. I know.
My oldest daughter found Positive Penny through Girl Scouting.
Yes, she did, and she has been a great. I don't even know what I can say about Faith. I mean, she's just she's added tremendous tenacity and fun and just her character about her, and she's just such a little light, and all her talent and everything that she's brought, and of course you, Amy, too, what we're doing with the Positive Penny program with between the book and the album, and of course I have the foundation that we can talk about later, but it's just, she's just been such a delight, and she's got incredible talent. And I want to thank you, Brooke, because you've really helped with that, with getting the word out with my auditions and everything for Positive Penny. I've been able to, you know, recruit these incredible singers, and pretty much all but one of them are a Girl Scout. So I'm really proud of that and really grateful
Me too.
For that.
It was my
yes,
honor.
That's right. We would
privilege.
Not have known about Positive Penny without Girl Scouting. So that's exactly how we found out about it. And Faith has been really blessed, not only by Girl Scouting, but especially by Positive Penny. So I'm just really thankful that that was something that was promoted from her leader that was passed along to us. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Well,
and thank you,
I know
Miranda,
you got lots
for this.
Yes, I'm actually about to run in and meet. We're about to have a carload of kids, and we're about to have to run in and meet some people. But I did want to call in and just add my 2 cents and just say how thankful I am for the Girl Scouts, especially the Middle Tennessee program. They're just awesome. So thank you very
Amy,
much, and thank
you
for letting me call in.
Bye-bye,
well,
Amy,
you.
And thank you so much.
Day, okay?
You do the same.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye. Wow, okay. So, anyhow, yeah, just, it is. It's amazing when you do something good as to, you know, how God will work and just keep doing good things. I mean, it's just, I've just been amazed at the blessings that we've received from these kids and then singing and their talents. And like I said, every one of them, but one of them are Girl Scouts. So, to be able to have them be a part of this program that I'm doing, and then I'm getting them set out up to sing and get out and sing and share their talents with the world, and you know, to continue putting good things out there, positive and encouraging, and to be able to partner with the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee. And I'm going to go ahead and mention that 10% of all the sales when the book and the album are done is going to go to the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee, which I'm grateful, and I'm working on some other fundraising things for that, so that the kids
We're
have
so
inspired.
Excited.
So, yeah.
We are so, excited.
And so I'm so grateful that Amy got a few minutes to give us a call, and Aaron too. It's been a busy call, and we were talking
Indeed.
About where we were at. We were talking about the little ones, because they're so impressionable at that age.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of good things on TV when they're toddlers and that kind of thing, but I honestly don't see as much stuff. There is Dora the Explorer, you know, for a little bit older and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see as much positive programming that I'd like to see for older kids when they get into, you know, kindergarten, second, you know, third grade, mm-hmm. you know, and that my book is for ages 4 or 5 on up to 9 or 10. And I just believe all of that needs to be supported, and that's what the Girl Scouts do, you know, and the Brownies and the Daisies. So I'm really, really grateful that you guys have started the Daisy program, because I'm sure that's just touching a lot of lives. Do you find that growing quite a bit?
No, definitely. I have to say that of all of the grades that we serve, really our K-5 demographic is the kids that we cater to the most, especially our kindergartners and first graders. Every year when we go to recruit, we always know that we're going to have the strongest interest in from our kindergartners, first graders, and our second graders. There's just a real need, I think, from the parents more than anything. The parents seek us out. You know, when we put out a feeler or a flyer and say, Girl Scouts is coming to your school. We're holding an interest meeting, you know, that night. You know, I always run into parents that are like, we are looking for something to get our daughter involved in. She's shy, or she doesn't have a whole lot of friends, or she's looking for ways to engage her interests, but she doesn't know how. I mean, these families reach out to us because they see Girl Scouts, they know the name, and they know that through this program, their girls are not only going to get a wholesome exposure to things that they might not get exposure to otherwise, but they also know that they're going to get that fellowship and that bonding and that positive encouragement that they need to continue to grow and to be successful young ladies. I mean, so it's, again, it's just such, I consider it so much a privilege to be working for an organization that is recognized and trusted so much by our families. I mean, our families really trust our name and what we do and our brand, and it's just, to be working for an organization like that is just, it's just a tremendous privilege. I just get goosebumps thinking about it. It's incredible.
Yes. Yeah, and it's, I just feel honored and privileged to get to be a part of it as much as I have, and I'm excited that I'm going to get to be, I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that I'll get to be more of it, more involved with it. So, so can you tell me a little bit more about the actual Girl Scout program and what a Girl Scout or a Brownie or a Daisy might experience when they get involved, about the badges and the camping and the travel? I saw you have several programs, like there was a Mud Day, and tell me a little bit more about that stuff, the kind of meat of it all.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, program-wise, we have our own program department here that's fully staffed. You know, and we do that because so much of what our girls experience, so much of the Girl Scout experience comes through our programming. The girls have a variety of things to participate in at the council and at the community level. At the council level, in terms of the programs that we offer through our Girl Scout Council and by our Girl Scout staff, we have about 150 programs that we put on every year. Some specific ones you mentioned on the call, you know, Mud Day, our Nashville Shores movie event that's coming up, our Fairy Mist opportunities, any camp opportunities we have, all that stuff is done through our program department here, and it's done at a very reasonable cost, so that our troops can take things like their troop money and spend on actually doing something with their troop through our council. And so there's so much programming to choose from, and we have a whole staff here that's able to answer any questions you have about that. The question that I usually get the most is, you know, do you have to be a part of a troop to participate in these opportunities? And the answer is no. As long as you're registered with our organization, you can participate in the programs either as a part of a troop or as an individual Girl Scout. You know, and so, again, the opportunity to experience Girl Scouts, not just in a troop setting, but as an individual girl, is available to families. In terms of what scouting will look like for any girl that participates in our program, I always say that the girl, you know, if they're in the program long enough, for a year or more at least, a girl will experience scouting in three ways. They will earn badges and patches, which is our merit-based way that our Girl Scouts are able to walk through our program. When a girl wears a uniform and you see all those badges and patches on their vests, those are earned by the girls doing things, you know, working toward a particular thing, or you know, it's all, you know, our curriculum is, you know, we have things that focus on cooking and sports and, you know, so based on, or in nature or sustainable living, so just depending on what area you're interested in, there are badges that you can pursue that will teach you and, you know, about those programs. So that's one way to experience Girl Scouts. The other way to experience Girl Scouts is naturally through our camping. That's a traditional thing that's been a part of Girl Scouts. The organization is 103 years old, and that, I think, was a part of Girl Scouts at its inception. And so camping continues to be a really strong part of the Girl Scout experience. I know through our organization, in particular, our council offers four different campsites that girls can visit. So we have a lot of camping opportunities, and usually if a girl has been in a troop for a year or more, she's had a camping experience of some kind. And then the last thing that usually a Girl Scout will experience, especially if they stay through the elementary years of scouting and really get older in scouts, is that they get to do some sort of traveling. I know when I was a Girl Scout, I got to go to Washington, D.C. and New York City and Hershey, Pennsylvania and Dallas, Texas and Vegas, and I mean, I got to do a lot of traveling as a Girl Scout, and so it was just really, really exciting to be able to do that, and I can say that you know that I mean, it's just all about just. Girl Scouts is all about meeting girls where they're at, and when they get older, I mean, there's a need to expose yourself to things that are outside of the city you live in. I mean, there's a whole buzzing world around us, and to be able to participate in an organization that's going to expose you to those things by taking you outside of your environment and taking you somewhere else so that you can experience that, I mean, it's so huge, you know? But those are really the three main ways a girl's going to experience scouting throughout her time as a Girl Scout. You know, she's going to earn badges and patches, she's going to get to do camping of some kind, she's going to get to do some traveling.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think I want to be a Girl Scout.
yes, right? It is really exciting. It is really exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like they're getting definitely a lot of exposure that, like you said, that they may not otherwise. Because I know even for my son, or my grandson, you know, he hasn't really got to travel very much and that kind of thing. And you know, his parents just aren't into that and that type of thing. And to be able to have an organization like the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts, that kind of thing, to be able to expose them to things that, you know, the family just, you know, they don't do or they don't feel that they can do. And the badges, mm-hmm. I think that is such a wonderful, wonderful program. I remember myself, you know, just... Because you're teaching them to, you know, to set a goal and to accomplish it. And, you know, and
yeah.
when they get done, they get the badges, the rewards saying, you know, I made it, I did it, you know. And I think that's
right.
a wonderful, wonderful program for, and I know I learned how to do many different things that I may not even have tried, you know, without
mm-hmm.
having
mm-hmm.
the exposure to the Girl Scouts. So,
I think
that's
just
a wonderful, wonderful.
Isn't it awesome?
The whole program is great. I think I wish every girl could be a Girl Scout.
I do as well. And luckily with programs coming along, especially like our LEAD program that Erin oversees, that really it's in place to make Girl Scouting affordable. You know, it's my hope that we will be able to serve even more of our girls in our 39 county service base, because really, I mean, the opportunities are amazing, and the exposure you get through this program is just unlike any other program that you can participate in. And it's just, like you said, it's my hope that every girl at some point will get touched by the Girl Scout experience, because it is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right. So speaking of that, if you'll just tell me a little bit about you and your personal history with the Girl Scouts and how you came into that and your job working for them.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you that if you had asked me if I would have ended up working for the Girl Scouts, I could not have told you from where I was standing when I first got off college that would be something that was going to happen. You know, I think some people are born and know what it is they want to do, you know, but I wasn't that kind of person. You know, when I started Girl Scouts, I started Girl Scouts when I was 7. And I think it's fair to say that I was really passionate about the program, because I did take it up and I did, you know, continue. I started when I was 7 and didn't end until I graduated high school. And during that time, I had an opportunity to earn my silver and my gold award, which are very prestigious awards with the Girl Scout organization. And I had a chance to serve on the executive board as a team member for 2 years, which was really, really exciting. And so So, you know, I can definitely say that I had strong roots and a lot of passion for the organization. But, again, I never envisioned I'd be working for them. When I went and off to college, I didn't come back as a volunteer in any way. You know, in fact, I had kind of forgotten about the organization, but I had just considered myself moving on. You know, I just thought I'm moving on, and I thought I was going to get into politics, if you can believe it. And then that didn't end up working out. You know, after I got some real world experience, I realized that personality wise, I just didn't, that it just wasn't a good fit, you know. And then I got into PR and realized that as much as I love the craft, you know, again, I just felt like something was missing. And then the recession came, and I was having a really difficult time finding a job, period, in the communications industry. And so there was a real need for me to just kind of explore my options and open my heart to a new career field. And at the time, nonprofits were really looking for skilled individuals that could come in and kind of help keep things afloat during that time. And Big Brothers Big Sisters at the time here in Middle Tennessee was looking for somebody to be able to come in and work in their fund development department, who had PR experience, who could come and launch some events that they had. And I just said, well, I'll just try it, right? You know, and you know, and it turned out to be an amazing experience. I mean, nonprofit it's so perfect for me because I'm the kind of person that gets very excited and enthusiastic, especially when I'm working for a mission. And I had no idea. In nonprofit, it's your very enthusiasm that builds those relationships you need to keep moving forward, to keep raising money, to keep the mission afloat. You know, and so in that nonprofit sector, I really found my niche. And so after working for Big Brothers Big Sisters for 2 years, that opened my heart to coming to work for the Girl Scouts when the opportunity became available. You know, I just said, well, I'm just going to submit my resume and just see, you know, what happens. And then it turns out, you know, and then I was here. And it, you know, but it's been a decision that I have not regretted. It's just an incredible organization to work for. And again, just like at Big Brothers Big Sisters, I have found that my enthusiasm has really aided in keeping things moving forward in my county. Just approaching everything just with a passion and enthusiasm. I mean, what we do is very serious. It's very important and it's very exciting. And you know, and I feel so privileged to work for an organization that not only is exciting to me, but can also use the thing that I do best. You know, the thing I do best is I just bring enthusiasm to the table, and if somebody can do something with that, you know, I'm always willing to step in. And the Girl Scouts has been very very eager about taking that enthusiasm and doing the most they can with it. So it's just all working out. But it's just amazing how just life will bring things around full circle, if you will. I mean, because I had no idea at age 7 that I would end up working for Girl Scouts, you know, at age 27. So it's really weird 20 years.
Right. Gotcha. But, it definitely suits you. I would definitely have to say
Thank
that.
You.
Your enthusiasm and your dedication and when you're going for all the cookies and you're just totally amazing. And I could just imagine the workload and all that it takes to do your job, but I do, again, I appreciate that I've got to have you touch my life and the people around me and that you do what you do and all the girls that, because of what you do, are going to get touched and their lives are going to be changed. And, you know, like you said, those friendships, you know, it's... You know, we can have, you know, the best car, the best house, the whatever, but none of that really matters. It's the friendships and the people that are in our lives that make all the difference. And, you know, the support and the friendships that I think people build. You know, I have so many friends that I've had since I was sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And those friendships that you've had for such a long time, you just treasure them because they're not like any other. And for the fact that the girls get to make such bonds, you know, in the meetings and all of that. I know Ashton, she always looks forward to going to the meetings. I mean, she's just always totally excited to see her friends and be a part of the camaraderie and all of that. So I just really, really appreciate you coming on the show on Creative Family Living to talk about the Girl Scouts and to share your adventure with them and everything that it's about. And I do, like I said, I just treasure you and what you do and what the organization does. So I appreciate your time.
Oh, I would not have missed it. I treasure you as well and our ongoing relationship and friendship, and just to watch you be so successful, you know, after, you know, 15 months of hard work is just, it's so encouraging to me. It reminds me to keep my heart and my mind open to all of the things that I dream about and want for my life. You know, it's, you know, you're just an inspiration to me, and I thank you every day that you just had the courage to just reach out to me and just see, because sometimes it's all you can do. You don't know if it'll work, but all you can do is just step out and find out, and you did that, and that's what we're teaching our girls to do, is to be courageous and to follow your dreams and your heart. You know, you don't know, you know, what's going to happen, but, you know, if you don't ever step out and try, you'll never know, and that's the bigger crime, you know, and it's just, I'm just so thankful to have you in my life and to have had this opportunity to be on your talk show. You know, that's just so wild to me, you know. 15 months later, you got a talk show, and it's amazing.
I know. I didn't know that was going to happen either, but it's the second time it came up to me, and I was like, okay, I guess I really need to do this, and I do. I really enjoy it, and I want to have good programming out there in this manner to get programs out that serve children and families and churches and what the programs are about, and, you know, and on the health side, you know, different alternatives that people can get to know about, you know, for their health and their children's health, and just, again, provide something good. Because sometimes it just seems like there's so much negative and so much off the wall stuff out there that it just, you know, I see that in you and me so much that we want to put ourselves into something good that's going to make a difference and put that energy out there. And hopefully we touch, you know, a few lives while we're at it. So we're about ready to end the show here. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And there again, just thank you so much for taking the time and sharing this information. And I will touch base with you here soon.
Thank you so much, Miranda, for the opportunity. You take care, and I'll talk with you soon.
All right. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, listeners. Well, thank you so much for joining us with Brooke Johnson from the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee. I know we've talked a little bit about Positive Penny and the foundation, and Positive Penny is the Adventures of Positive Penny. It's the it's a series of books that starts out with a book that is about social interaction and self-esteem, and it's a storytelling book, and it has music that has been written specifically to reiterate the message, and that's what we were talking about with the music. We're in the midst of practicing with our group and our kids that have auditioned and are still auditioning for specific songs, to be able to record the album, and I expect that to be done and out by November. So if you want to know more information about Positive Penny, her adventures, the books, they are going to have a spiritual base to them. They're not going to be teaching any type of religion. They're going to be teaching self-care tools that I wish I would have had when I was a kid, like forgiveness and social interaction, self-esteem, prayer, perception. The whole series is actually inspired by a little girl, how we had a conversation, how you could see a rainy day is either an ugly day or a beautiful day, and she caught on the fact that she could actually call it a beautiful day. And everything that I do has been inspired by kids. And then I teach parenting classes that are called Respectful Parenting Solutions, and there's a group on meetup.com that you can join, and I'd be happy to do. I usually do 2-hour workshops, and it's kind of like introductions, and then I'm open to doing 8-hour workshops. I'm just finding that breaking them down so parents because there's so many good positive tools and encouraging tools that you can learn and go home and apply them and then come back and learn more. It just, it seems to work really well that way. So I'd love for you to join the meetup group. And I'm happy to answer any questions about that if you're having any challenges in your life with your kids. And I can give you some tools to try and to work with. And we also have parents helping parents. And that's a really great way to look and see what you're doing, get in the life of the child to see if you were acting the way you were acting and you're that actual child, would you be wanting to cooperate with you? With you doing what you're doing. So it's a great way to get into the life of your child and see what they may be thinking, feeling, deciding. And it's based on positive discipline that was created by Jane Nelson and Loon Lott. It's a very incredible, healthy program. Otherwise, I would not be involved in it. And I don't want to take up too much more of your time. And we also have the Positive Parenting Foundation. That's where I do my classes through, and that's going to keep evolving because I really want it to be about building self-esteem and giving back to those programs that that like the Girl Scouts of Middle Tennessee that are doing great things out there to help build character and self-esteem in our children. So thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining Creative Family Living Show. And my next show is on July 10th, and we'll be talking to Dr. Roach from Green Hills Dentistry, and he's going to be talking about our teeth, and it's not just about the cleaning, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of great information for us in preventative health and just a lot of information that we may not know about our teeth. So I appreciate you tuning in, and you have a great Friday and a great weekend.